You're listening to DottoTech, helping you get the most out of your technology wherever you use it, at home, at school, or at work. Brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. 20 years, the trusted voice of technology in Canada, Steve Dotto.
Are we darn glad, Art?
Because it's App Wednesday.
It is App Wednesday. It is the best Wednesday of the week. This is now my favorite Wednesday in the week. I never actually had a favorite Wednesday before this Wednesday, but now I have a favorite Wednesday. Is it your favorite Wednesday, Art?
It's up there. It's been my favorite Wednesday three times.
Just the times that you've won App Wednesday.
Every other time it's been my least favorite Wednesday.
For listeners who might not know what we're talking about, App Wednesday is the day that we bring on some of Vancouver's most connected geeks and Art, and we talk about and we basically bring the coolest, the neatest, the most interesting apps, and we talk about them and we share them, and we turn it into something of a competition. It's like App Olympics, and we have a winner, and we have our defending champ John Beeler is in the house, and John's actually brought a printout today.
No, I didn't.
Well, what did you pull a paper out of your thing for?
Well, you'll have to wait till I unveil this app.
Oh, it's an app that you're working with. Okay,
yes.
Are you psyched, John?
I am.
I think we've got to get you to move the mic a little bit closer to your mouth. There we go.
All right, there we go.
We have so John Beeler, defending champ, and we have Dave Hathaway, Kite Monkey, who is still on the snide, as they say. How many times have you been here, Dave?
A billion times.
It's not a billion, but I think you're
it
in double digits.
It just feels like a lonely billion times.
You're in double digits.
Yeah,
and
double
Dave,
digits.
But today's the day, right?
Yeah, maybe.
You know,
yeah,
you gotta come on, a little energy.
Well, because I was looking
this
at John's printout, and I'm going, well, how did he make his phone print that out?
Okay.
I have a little printer right here.
Yeah, that's right.
A little printer. And we have Rebecca Bullwit, Miss 604. Rebecca, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Last time we invited you on, you said, no, I'm hot ballooning it.
Hot ballooning it? I was in a hot air balloon.
That's what I thought. I
yes.
didn't know what it meant. Yeah, hot. So that meant you were in a hot air balloon. I thought it was some sort of weird drug culture thing, frankly.
No, it but was very literal hot air ballooning.
You were in a hot air balloon. And did you have your strut turned on while you were hot
I did
air
not.
Balloon? Oh.
Turns out that I've only turned it on when I'm like at home or at my in-laws, places I don't want to be seen on strut. So now I can't make my account profile public.
Okay, well, Hathaway made a big move on it because he did a big roadie down to, was it Oregon? Where did you go?
Mine's sitting at some ridiculously high number at this point.
Yeah, and you really
And the thing was, is I didn't even realize it was on at the time.
And so it cost you a lot of money.
No, it actually didn't because it was on my U.S. phone, but I didn't realize it was actually running in the background.
So your battery would...
Well, it was plugged in for the whole drive, so... So it's like 93.
Yeah, you made a big jump, and Art's
still. I'm
still
beating them.
You're still beating them. You are.
I'm
solid
almost at 10 grand.
You're solid in the.
Yeah, 92.58.
Yeah, yeah. That's Art's claim to fame.
Wow.
You can't win it App Wednesday, but you can do this.
I'll take what I can get.
You
speaking
can
of hot air ballooning.
Oh, there you go. Dave's showing us a picture, which is perfect for radio.
I rode a hot air balloon too, but on the.
It was they parked all of their kites. The picture they've shown us is they managed. They're stunt kite flyers, right? So they parked all their kites on top of a hot air balloon while they were flying. Pretty cool thing to do, actually. Good picture, Dave. Okay, here's the rules as always. Each of you brings your four best apps. We look through them. We mock the ones that are mockworthy. We praise the ones that are praiseworthy. And at the end of it, I decide who wins. And the winner wins a wonderful package from our good friends at Rome Mobility, which, John, you won last time, and you're going to make good use of because you're heading down to the States as of tomorrow.
That's right.
You're heading out of Portland.
Yes.
For what's the conference?
XOXO.
XOXO, which
XOXO
is not
XOXOFest.com.
Is that like hugs and kisses, hugsandkisses.com?
Yes, but it's basically a bunch of really cool creative types all getting together and exploring music and film and independent gaming and the internet.
Okay, well, that's good. So you're going to take advantage of the Rome Mobility sim that you won last week. Okay, so let's begin with Art. You're up first. I've decided you're up first. That's the rhythm today.
All right. Well, I decided to go with the always happy and easy to work with alcohol. My first app this week, or this month, I should say, is called Hello Vino.
Hello Vino.
Hello Vino.
It's
been around for a few years, and I've been lucky enough to be able to hang out at some fantastic wineries, and I've learned a lot about wine, but I do know that there are a lot of friends and family of mine who know absolutely nothing about wine, and the best thing about Hello Vino is that you don't need to know anything about wine. You can be the wine star at your dinner or at the dinner you're going to by just finding out what people are eating. So it's very easy and user-friendly. If you're having beef, you just click on beef, and it can ask you what kind of beef you're going to have, from burgers to steaks to beef ribs or whatever, and then it'll pick out the exact wine that you need. And then they'll have, obviously, the same old...
It'll
you know,
create some recommendations. So it's a virtual sommelier.
Yes.
Now, does it take into account price? Can you say, I want a bottle of wine between yes. $7 and $12?
It will. It will actually geolocate you and tell you, it'll find a liquor store or a cold beer and wine store that is closer to you. And it'll actually say, like, what, you know, it'll take into consideration what kind of price range you're looking for.
Hello Vino, is it free?
It is free. There are some apps in there. Are there some...
In-app purchases.
Thank you. In-app purchases.
Okay.
But
Hello Vino. A solid start.
Yeah, that's right.
To the day's festivities by Art.
That's right.
Well played, Art. Good job.
Good luck, Beeler.
Good luck. It's for ages 12 and up. I just looked that up.
In some countries, yeah. They start them early.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay. There we go. Rebecca, since you're on fire.
Oh. I'm already on
next.
Fire.
Yes.
Wow, from the hot air balloon?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, well, I am actually a part of the Canadian Red Cross's Twitter team. So their social media team that they reach out to whenever they want to get official word out about how you can help in a disaster situation when things happen around the world. So I learned about this app, and so did Beeler somehow, but he let me use it, and I'm going to say what this is. So this is the Red Cross Canada First Aid app. So you can look it up in the App Store, and immediately when you click onto it, it says tap in an emergency. If what you're experiencing at the moment is an emergency, of course, you don't want to pick up your phone. You want to deal with what's happening. But in case there's something going on, a broken bone, bleeding, burns, choking, distress, head injury, heart attack, anything like that, it's a general first aid app. But what I like about it as well is there's a preparedness section. So you can make your own list for emergency earthquake kit or 72-hour kit. And it will... give you all the instructions there.
What a responsible app you've brought to us.
Yes.
It's like a first responder app.
It is, yeah. But, just various for poisoning, for shock, for stings and bites. It's very helpful, very useful.
Now, is it a one-way app where as you look things up, it's just basically giving you information? Or if you are indicating that there's a problem, is there going to be somebody at the other end of the app?
There is an emergency button on it, so mm-hmm. you can click that. Oh, I hope it's not dialing my emergency number. You know what? It could be. Okay, it's not. So don't click
that.
The emergency button unless it's an emergency.
I had that phone call once from 911. Is there somebody at your house dialing 911? We had a child dialing 911 in the house. That was not. They weren't amused. So there you go.
Yep.
Okay. It's called the Red Cross First Aid app. Now, what do you do on the Twitter team?
We get the word out to our followers.
Oh, so if there's an emergency, then it's like the phone board. It's like, what do they call that? That group where somebody phones one person and then everybody, you're part of the distribution list.
Yes, just to make sure that official information gets out. Because in a case of a disaster, everybody's saying, you know, text this number to donate. Or
so it's like the emergency response route. There's an official. Yes. Who else is on that group?
Amber Mack is on it.
Okay.
And Jillian Harris from, she was on The Bachelorette, now she's on HGTV.
Okay.
So a few TV celebrities, radio personalities, Biff Naked is on it, musician, and there are people in Vancouver, Calgary, Toronto, and
Montreal.
What a great
idea. We should do a story on this app sometime, Art. We should get people from the Red Cross on to talk about it.
It's a great idea, Steve.
That would be a good idea. Let's do that. Okay, good. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, you're the early front runner with
Thank
that
you.
App. There we
That's
go.
That's a horrible idea, Steve.
Hey, I already knew about it, John. I already knew about
it. Okay, John, just quit talking smack, Beeler. Bring it now. Come on, John.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
All right. I'm going to go with a presentation app called Haiku Deck.
Haiku Deck.
Yes.
Okay.
So basically, this is PowerPoint or Keynote-like for your iPad. And there's some really neat features about this. One, it's free. Mm-hmm. So it's a it's an app you use to create a presentation with a very specific focus, and the focus is on storytelling. So one of the things that it sort of constrains you to do is come up with an idea for each slide. This isn't the software that's going to let you create a PowerPoint presentation with tons of text. It's all about visuals and telling the story and speaking to what's there. So you basically give it some words, and then what it does is, which is really cool, a lot of times, you know, you have a slide, unless you're like I'm a photographer, so I use a lot of my own photos and stuff. But say you really want to do a slide presentation about something, and you just like, I don't know what would be a good photo for that, right? So it has a little image search thing, and it actually will go out and find all the Creative Commons photos and also the ones that you can buy. And so you type in the title for your particular slide, and it will go and find stuff that it thinks might match. And I've actually been really impressed with what it comes up. I actually found my own photos in that list because I meta tag everything. But the really neat thing is that then you have this really nice photo backdrop, and you just sort of bang through all your slides really quickly, get your ideas across. My friend Randy, he's one of the guys from behind Ignite in Seattle, and he gives a lot of these rapid fire talks where you have like a very small amount of time to get a lot of ideas across. So it really makes you focus on
like
what
the TED Talks type
thing. Very similar, yeah. And so it makes you really focus on the presentation aspect of things, the visuals, and you keep the words and what you're talking about as a reminder for yourself. And it just makes a really nice, tight presentation that you won't find other people doing because they're all using PowerPoint or Keynote.
So you found some of your photos on there. That's interesting. Now, are they photos that you're charging for or photos that you've put into Creative Commons for free?
They're free.
Okay. Now, do you get notification when somebody uses one of your photos?
No, I don't.
Wouldn't that be, could you set it up so that you do?
Not easily.
Okay. That seems to me that would be something that you'd like to know, probably.
It absolutely is. And there's lots of people that have tried to come up with schemes to do that. I mean, I do have lots of filters and Google alerts and things like that for my name that pop up. And occasionally people don't quite follow the Creative Commons licensing that I have. Basically, all I want is an attribution, right? Mm-hmm. So say the photo is from me, and Flickr has their own kind of rules about what that means, and they want you to link back to the photo. But obviously, in a presentation, that's not going to help anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you're on TV with that photo, that's not going to help. So the whole idea is that if you're using this for any kind of a commercial purpose, you should at least contact the person that created the item, right? So, and I do get a lot of requests saying, I'd like to use this in my book report or that kind of thing. And I'm like, I always say yes. And sometimes people pay me as well to use it in their annual report or that type of thing, which is nice. But I just really liked how simple this app is. And
so it's called Haiku Deck.
Yeah.
How do you spell haiku there?
Haiku.
See, I would never have gotten that.
Yeah.
Haiku.
And so you actually create the entire thing on your iPad, and then you can send it to your iPhone and other things like that. So you can share it, and then it actually is all in the cloud too. So it's portable.
And a free app.
It's a free app. Yeah. There is some
very powerful image search.
Very powerful. Yeah. And there's some other neat things too. It does with it for theming. You can choose some different they have some nice prepackaged themes, and you can also buy some, in-app purchased type themes, which is it's a really nice little presentation app.
Haiku Deck.
I'm actually going to use it next week. I'm giving a talk about the Maker community, and I'm going to use this exclusively to do my talk.
Good stuff. Mr. Hathaway.
Nobody's brought up the iOS 7 update this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, it was finally sprung out to the general public, so.
So they rolled it out, and did anybody here upgrade?
I was already on the beta.
Yeah, I was on the beta already. I upgraded my iPad to it.
Okay.
That's what I did today, too.
I haven't tried it
yet. That wasn't my app, though.
I haven't tried it. I saw Maffin posting about it, but I was so busy today, I didn't even have time to look at it. Okay. So is that your app?
No.
iOS 7?
That's not. No, I was just being cranky about that.
Okay.
What? Cat games.
Cat games.
Cat games on iPads. You would not believe how well they work.
Dave has several new kittens, one semi-new kitten and one brand new kitten at home. So he's all gone cat crazy.
Friskies puts these out, and they actually have a whole suite of, there's like five or six of them. They're all
free. Serious?
Yeah, they're all free.
So the picture that you posted on Facebook with your cats playing with your iPad was legit.
It was legit, yeah. And what happens is there's a fish swimming around, and as soon as they reach out and touch it, it disappears. Another one comes up.
It's whack-a-mole for a cat with a fish.
And they were fascinated with it for an hour.
Yeah, my cat loves it, too.
I was blown away by it. They just sat there.
Yeah. And they're free?
It's free. Every single one of them is free. And I just noticed they had Catfishing 2.1, so I just downloaded
it. They're called Catfishing.
Yeah. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Well, we have a cat at home now, too. I've joined the
Mimi
cat.
Mimi would like it.
I've joined the cat universe.
Yeah. So Mimi would like it.
Yeah, we'll let Mimi play with it. So it's mainly for the iPad.
Yep. Yep. But that was a legit picture.
Wow. Catfishing.
Yeah. I actually think I had video of it, too.
We've got a good first pass at things. What do you think, Art? What do you think the leading contender is right now, Art?
Well, if I was in a non-biased situation, I think that I would go with the guy who brought out the wine app.
Okay.
So, just my opinion. All the other ones, yes, sure, cats, saving the world, whatever.
Yeah,
but let's face it, there's only one thing that makes the world go round, and that is alcohol.
There we go. We're going to take a quick break, return with more of Dottotech and App Wednesday in just a few seconds.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. You're listening to Dottotech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
We're rocking the App Wednesday universe here on Dottotech today. Did I sound DJ-ish, Art?
Maybe not deep enough. You need to go a little deeper.
We're rocking. Oh, okay.
Maybe if you just swallowed whatever you're eating, it would sound a little more professional.
The fact I'm chewing away on a bar. I just realized that I had kind of a breakfast-lunch thing at 10:30 this morning, and then I've been working ever since and I forgot to eat.
You look gaunt.
I do that occasionally. Yeah, as I'm wasting away. I'm completely wasting away. All right, so, okay, Art, well, what do you got next? What's next?
All right, so my second app, because I've got one alcohol one, I'm going to go the complete other way and go water. Because man cannot live without water for more, according to the internet, more than about 3 days. So I found an app called Tap Map. And this is great for people with kids, people with dogs, if they're walking around Vancouver, and nobody likes to pay $1, $1.50, $4 for a bottle of water. Vancouver water is some of the best in the world. So Tap Map is a tap water app. So it'll tell you all the parks that have water fountains within the Vancouver region. And there are a lot in Kitsilano. There are a lot in Richmond. So it's perfect for people who are cheap and don't want to give their kids bottled water and like to give their dogs, just bring a bowl with you.
And there's a real conservation school of thought that drinking tap water is a far more conservationally responsible thing to do than to be using bottled water with all of the bottles that bottled water creates.
And if you have Netflix, you want to watch, I'll find out what the name, there's a documentary, I think it's called Bottle or something like that, and it talks about how bottled water and can some of the bottled water out there, especially the mass-produced ones, can be almost worse than actual tap water because they just take it from a well and put it into a bottle. Well,
and wasn't there a great story in the Sun or the Province a couple of weeks ago about how much bottled water, and maybe it was at the end of summer, how much bottled water the bottle water maker people take from BC, and they don't pay a penny to us? That's terrible. Terrible. So it's called Tap Map.
Tap Map.
That's an interesting app.
Thank you.
Rebecca.
I like that one.
Good.
I think that's my front runner so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Tap Map?
I love those kind of things. I love those kind of apps. It's the very super useful hyper-local things.
I thought you actually did it already.
No,
she
never
did the swimming.
Okay,
about the water you can't swim in because it's dirty and gross. But this is water you can drink.
All my apps. I once again because Dotto called me out twice, and I googled the Dottotech website. Those two apps weren't on. They weren't cataloged, and neither of these ones so far.
Okay. Well, I did a trip recently to Disneyland with my niece, and I've never been there before. So I downloaded the Disney Magic app. And I know tons of people go from Vancouver to Disneyland. So if you are going, the app is really worth getting. Pretty sure it's free. I don't remember paying for it. But it has both parks on it, Disneyland, Disney California Adventure. It has a map on there so you don't use the paper thing. Attractions, it tells you which rides have fast pass, which means you don't need to wait in line for an hour. You can come back. And I just found it
super
useful.
Does it give you real-time data on how long the line waits are?
It does not have line waits. It has fast pass information if it's sold out already. I know the Radiator Springs Racers in Cars Land would quote-unquote sell out of fast passes every day by about 2, so it would tell you if it's unavailable. And you could star things, make things your favorite, and plan your whole day by picking favorites. And I found it very useful.
Did you like Disneyland?
I enjoyed it. It was my first time there ever. Mm. And I went with my niece, and it was pretty fun.
How old's your niece?
13. Mm. And she's been many times before. So she was kind of showing me around.
She tour guided you.
She did. Yes.
Okay. The Disney Magic app.
Yes.
Okay.
Very useful. And use your Roam Mobility. Just plug there. Use that data plan when you're in the park and on the app. That's what I did.
Good idea.
Yep.
John.
So my next app is for those that aren't planning on upgrading to Apple's new super fancy iPhone 5S. It's called Cortex Camera. And one of the things about the new iPhone that they're touting is that it has a much better sensor for low light photography.
Yes.
So, and basically what this app does is it's a camera app. And it you frame your shot, and then you take your photo, and then it takes a rapid succession of other photos after it, mm-hmm. and it samples the exposure levels for everything, and then it creates one good photo out of all of that that's properly exposed. So if you're shooting in a darker environment, like say a restaurant or a nightclub mm-hmm. or something like that, as long as everyone's still, the challenge is that it's taking all these photos after the photo that you've actually taken that you want to expose properly. So it takes like a second to do it. But, you know, if everyone's moving, it's going to be
And then it combines and then it sets the level for the original photo.
It mixes the exposure levels and creates a slightly better photo. And because it's taking all these photos and it's sampling all this data, it actually has the ability to take, even though like my iPhone 5 is an 8-megapixel camera, mm-hmm. you can actually take a 12-megapixel photo. Because it's using the sample data from more than one photo.
Cortex camera. It's interesting that this comes up because just on Friday night, I was the guest of a Dottotech regular, Mark Smith. He does the 30-day adventures, and he was doing 30 days of ethnic eats with me. And we were at Suwasity Restaurant, and he was taking pictures. The light was low,
yep.
and the conversation was coming up. He was saying, I've got to buy the new iPhone 5S because...
Yeah.
I'm taking pictures always in this environment. And the pictures that he took ended up pretty good. The food was outstanding. The pad thai to die for. But we could also have a moment for pad thai. But yeah, so he was saying that. So this might preclude him needing to upgrade the camera.
Yeah, and another interesting thing I just discovered
is it free? Sorry?
No, I think it's like $1.99.
It's cheaper than upgrading.
Yes.
Yeah.
Much cheaper. And the other neat thing is it actually can save out the photos in two different file types. And it even works on the front-facing camera, which by default is like a 1.3-megapixel camera. It's pretty crappy,
yeah, the
right?
FaceTime camera.
Yeah. So it actually turns it into, if you choose the setting, to a 4.9-megapixel camera because it's, again, sampling. So you can get a much better selfie that way mm-hmm. if you're in a darker environment.
If you can hold still.
That's right.
Which probably yeah. you can. So that's a cool... So let's quickly... We're going to take a quick sidebar. Are you upgrading to the new iPhone 5, John Beeler?
I am.
Art Factor, are you going to upgrade to the new iPhone 5?
As soon as I run out of my contract, yes.
Oh, so 3 years from now.
Well, I think I've got another year.
David Hathaway, you going to upgrade to the new one?
Nope.
Rebecca.
Yes, I'm on the S cycle. So I did 3S, 4S, I'll do the 5S.
Mm. Yeah. See, I've got the 4S.
I skip the S cycle every time.
I'm on the 4S right now, but I don't know if I'm going to upgrade. I might even go Android.
The big thing for me with the 5S is that it has a pretty amazing camera.
Yeah, but the 5 has a pretty amazing camera.
Not like this.
You said that about the last one. We had this exact conversation when you went from the 4S to the 5.
The big thing that I like about the new one that really kind of sold me, and I waffled for a while too, then I started reading more and more reports about it, is it has a camera that can shoot 120 frames a second. So you can shoot super high-res HD video and slow it down to super crazy slow-motion stuff. So, and I can do that on my GoPro, but... I don't always have my GoPro with me.
Yeah. And you are a bit of a camera nut. Now, I am going to be really interested at the end of the day to see how long the battery lasts for you.
Yeah. I mean, I every time they do it, they make some incremental changes and they come up with little efficiencies with the battery saving techniques, and they're using the newer Bluetooth now. So, I mean...
You got a quad-core processor in that thing.
Yep.
I'm going to see how long your battery lasts.
There was a new BlackBerry out this morning you could get.
Yeah, they did.
That's right.
They did.
The Z30?
Z30, yeah.
Yeah, what is
it? One of those.
It lasts for 25 hours, apparently.
Well, it's because there's no apps to run on it, too.
Oh, now don't be mean, Hathaway.
No, but I mean, if you need to do email for 25 hours.
Oh yeah,
that 25 hours is a pretty amazing value.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Although that I think there's a new, I want to say a Droid phone that has apparently a 48-hour battery.
It was the Sony? Yeah, there's a couple of Android phones that have got just hellacious battery life. They just go.
And I'd be curious to see what the real world numbers are on those things.
Yeah, the real world is
probably
the real
significantly
world is
different.
And they're not using Strut.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay, Hathaway, what do you got?
I was thrown off. I was using, you'd mentioned this app originally. I sort of looked at it initially and went, I don't know. But then I actually put it on and it was kind of great. It was that iTube one.
Oh,
and basically,
I know what you're talking about.
It treats YouTube like a great big music jukebox. Mm-hmm. So you just go in, put a music artist you want to hear, build up a playlist, build up a whole song list. Then, you know, if you've got AirPlay, you can point it anywhere in your house where you want it to play. So yeah, I started to have a lot of fun with it over the weekend and just built up a bunch of playlists.
So it's called iTube.
iTube.
And so it basically it converts YouTube.
It doesn't even convert. It just acts as a front-end search.
That's
for
what
YouTube.
I mean, but it turns it into like a songs or something like that. Where
yeah, it's only looking for stuff that's specifically music. They don't care if there's, you know, an actual proper video to it, because piles of people just upload stuff, put, you know, one static picture of the band, and then, you know, the actual song plays, right? So for iTube, that's perfect. They don't care. You're not going to see the video. Is it
only doing legit music? That's legitimately up there?
As far as I could tell, it seemed to look anywhere on YouTube. Mm. So it didn't really seem to get all, you know, all that upset whether or not it was something that was legitimately up there or not. So
iTube.
I guess that would be the question is, if I'm searching for a specific artist, am I getting the specific artist's YouTube channel, or am I getting all the pirated copies of their
You're
stuff?
Getting all of them. Yeah.
And how do you, can you bubble certain ones to the top? Like, I only want to hear Deadmau5 from Deadmau5's channel, for example.
No.
I knew that was the example you were going to give for some reason.
Really?
It's the cat mouse theme. We're on that.
There
we're on
go,
that kind
yeah.
of.
I'm still
that.
Happy that he bought a MakerBot recently.
He did. Yes.
I don't even know who. Is Deadmau5 real? Is it a band?
It is. He's a DJ,
person.
Music producer.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know.
Canadian.
Is he good?
He's very good. And we've met him.
Good.
We have.
Do you know who he is, Art?
Oh, yes, I do.
Are you going to be playing some Deadmau5 going out of our.
I will in a sec.
Okay. Awesome.
I'm working on.
Okay.
We met him when he was dating Kat Von D. And they were Catmau5 together.
Okay. You know, it's App Wednesday. It isn't Rebecca and John's social circle. I'm just saying. You two are sliding down the bottom of the list of the apps because there's external forces can still take part and can have an impact. All right, we're going to take a break. Don't worry about the music yet. We're going to take a break. Maybe when we're coming back in. We're going to return with more of App Wednesday in just a few seconds.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
So that's
Deadmau5.
Deadmau5, which is MOU number 5.
MAU.
MAU number 5.
Deadmau5, as my girlfriend calls it.
Deadmau5, okay. That's Ghosts and Stuff. Ghosts and Stuff is big hit.
It was a huge hit.
Huge hit. Everybody driving home is going, Steve, get with the times. Get with the times. Where you been all your life, Dotto? Listen to Gordon Lightfoot. That's where he's been.
Maybe Deadmau5 is from like Montreal, isn't he?
Toronto.
So maybe the Gordon Lightfoot Deadmau5 collaboration may still happen.
It could happen.
The mashup.
Yeah.
It could happen. Okay, Art. The rap of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Yes.
Ghosts and Stuff.
Yes. Art.
All right. So my next app, I am going on a trip to the homeland. Known as the Philippines, in May, and my girlfriend and I, we said, well, let's try and stop into a city, because we had a lot of family over there, but then on the way back, maybe we'll stop in Hong Kong, we'll stop in Thailand, some couple-day trip, because we're going to be on that side of the planet. And so she started looking online for apps for traveling and stuff, and she found one called TripLingo. And TripLingo is, it won, I should tell you this, it won 2012's Business Travel Innovation of the Year by Fast Company. Don't know who that is, but it's a...
Fast Company? It's a magazine.
It's a prize. So they won something. Yes. So what it does is that it translates things for you. It also creates... it doesn't just use regular vernacular. It also goes into slang. Between now and May, I can also learn kind of like the Rosetta Stone idea. You can learn language. It's not just for dropping in and getting there, and then it helps you. It can help me from now until May to learn some languages, learn some phrases.
Forever. Which languages are you planning on learning between now and May?
We haven't decided which city we're going to stop into.
But then you'll learn the language.
Yeah. Well, and then I'll learn perhaps maybe instead of having to use, because you can also talk into the app, and
yes,
it'll translate words for you in phrases like this one. Come on.
Great radio.
So that was after I told it, help, I'm being chased by scary men. Where is the Canadian consulate?
In what language was that?
That was in Thai. So if we end up going to Thailand and find ourselves in Phuket, and I get chased by some scary men, I can run up to a stranger and...
And then wait 5 seconds while the phone processes
it. That's not bad. That's not
bad,
though.
That wasn't too bad. Yeah.
That's not bad. That's a pretty quick turnaround. It's
you need a 5S.
Yeah.
Trip lingo. And, okay. Well, we're on a bit of a Thai food theme today. There we go. Good. Rebecca.
Okay, this one's a bit more entertainment-y, leading up to Halloween. So this is IPO. I-P-O-E, and it's Edgar Allan Poe. But it's a really cool way to read his stories. And there's audio, and maybe it will come up on my phone, maybe not. There's audio, and you can flip through the pages, and really cool animations and illustrations for his various stories. So you can go through, and you can read The Raven, or you can pick a story. And I think on an iPad, this would look beautiful. It's on my iPhone right now. But very entertaining. I like it.
David's downloading it right now.
I'm going to download that right now. That sounds great.
It's got really cool imagery on it, and you flip through the pages and the lovely page sounds and cool spooky houses.
And is it free?
It is, yeah.
Why do people do these things? It's amazing that somebody puts this much craftsmanship into an app for free.
There's got to be a hook.
There's got to be an in-app purchase.
Or it's downloading all your Facebook profile.
So, put it near your mic. Put it near your mic, listen. So is it just the background music while you're reading?
Is that the new Dead Mouse?
Is it just the background music while you're reading, or does it actually read to you?
You read.
Vincent Price
voice.
The
Dead Crow.
So we're looking at kind of like this steampunky looking house, and then you flip the page, and it continues the story.
Would
and
you read
music.
To us, Rebecca?
I will. Well, should I start from the beginning?
No, just read a little bit. Just
once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore.
There we go.
Oh, you want me to continue?
No, that's good.
That was the level of the decorum in the show, like 10 points with just one sentence.
It's just a beautiful looking app. Yeah.
Yes. We could have a reading of Edgar Allan Poe later. That was
there
good.
You go. IPO.
I downloaded for my iPad, but I think Art's like sucking up all the bandwidth right now.
No, it's
I think it's the store.
Oh, it's just we've got terrible bandwidth in this studio. John.
All right. So when Art goes to Thailand, I don't know, can you read Thai?
Of course not. It looks like just scribbly stuff.
So there's a really cool app. It's called Word Lens. And it uses your iPhone's camera. And you point it at signs. And it literally changes the text to be the language of your choice. It's a free app. And you buy the language that you want the software to translate. So if you're going, you know, Spain, you get the Spanish one. You know, French, etc. But by default, what it comes with the free one is it will actually either reverse or erase words of your language of choice. So I have a piece of paper I found in the studio here, and I can hold it over the paper, and this is really exciting for radio, but it will actually invert the words once it recognizes them, and it changes it in the right context and angle and perspective. So it looks like you're looking at the sign, and it actually is changing the text on there.
It's almost a virtual reality app as well.
Very similar, yeah.
Now, Google had something like that, where you could take a picture of signs, and it would translate them. So this is an order of magnitude beyond that.
Well, it's real time, and you download it, so you don't have to be online. So it's pretty slick.
What's going on, Art? You just, okay. And it's not free, I imagine.
It's about $5 a language.
$5 a language.
Yeah.
It's called Word Lens at Word $5 Lens. A language. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, because I can't read most languages, but it's nice to be able to see, well, here's a sign to the bathroom or, that type of thing, and it'll just literally convert it for you.
But you could also use it, like, if you could also be pointing at a magazine or anything like that and be reading exactly what's
I was
on
actually having it point at my Twitter feed right now, and it's working on that, even on my iPad. So I'm actually shooting another screen, and it's working.
Wow. That's cool. Word Lens. Wow. Awesome. Dave.
Oh, is it coming around to me again already?
Yeah, it's easy to follow that one.
I've been sitting here trying to get the iPo down. Going, oh, that'd be great.
Distraction.
So, Steve, what's your favorite line out of a movie? You quote
my
this
favorite
line
out of
all
a movie?
The time.
Have fun storming a castle.
That's not the one.
Oh, okay. My name is Antico Montoya. You killed my father. Prepared to die.
Not that one either.
Oh. My favorite line of a movie. My favorite movie is The Princess Bride, as you can tell.
You can dodge.
If you can dodge a. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
You need to download Dodge This.
Okay.
It's a great big dodgeball game.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's all, you have to hit various things multiple times. You get to get headshots in. You'd be endlessly fascinated.
Is there wrenches in it?
I haven't run across a wrench, but I'm willing to bet money that there is a wrench somewhere in the game.
So it's a game where you throw things at
it's
things?
It's a game where you're just basically throwing things. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dodge This. Dodgeball 2 is coming out soon in the theater near you.
Exciting.
Yes, I think we're gonna have a whole month of features leading up to it.
Have you bought tickets? Sure.
No, I'm good. I'm lining up.
That should be an event.
You have to line. You have to line up. You have to camp out and line up for that sort of a thing.
Did you have an ironic chuckle the day that they that Apple did their big event and everyone was camped out the stores and they didn't actually put any product out that day?
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah, the Apple launch lost a lot of its mojo for me. I didn't get too excited. We covered it a little bit last week on the show.
Yeah, but it was only because everyone had said that it's going to be about all these different things, and that one is historically only ever about phones, anyways. Mm. So, people sort of went, oh, it's going to be about all these great things, but I was surprised there was no watch.
Yeah, yes, true that. I think we've gone the cycle. So we're going to take a break and we're going to come back with our final segment. Oh, it's the fourth quarter. This is where they have to bring out the heavy lumber. We're going to return with more Dotto Tech in just a few seconds.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Do you have a comment or question for Dotto Tech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dotto Tech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Back to Steve. It's Steve sitting here with Rebecca Bullitt, Miss 604, with Dave Hathaway, Kite Monkey, with Art Factora, and with John Beeler, John the Monster Beeler, who's been just dominating App Wednesday for the last little while. By the way, Art, I know we didn't have time to talk about it earlier, but I had my webinar last week, my 3 Steps to Inbox Zero on Thursday.
And you were at over 600 registered.
We had a total of 717 719 registered for the actual webinar. And of that, 350 people showed up online. And we streamed the whole thing, and they stayed. The big thing is everybody stayed for the whole thing, and now it's converted into an on-demand. So you just go to dottotech.com, click there, and you can see the webinar right away.
Was it one of those things where you they stuck around because every, 10 minutes you take off a piece of clothing?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Well, no. Actually, no.
Did every 10 minutes you put on another piece of clothing?
No.
Oh, okay.
Art.
Just wondering.
It was Inbox Zero, and people are writing me saying that they are now, for the first time, maybe in their life, in control of their inbox, and it's a wonderful feeling. How many email messages are in your inbox right now, Rebecca?
I have various unread messages and folders in my inbox. I probably have just about 18 unread right now.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
That's not too bad, yeah.
I wouldn't even ask Dave, because Dave doesn't care.
Which inbox would you like?
I don't know.
Non-work one, I have 7,636 messages, 556 unread.
You need my workshop. How about you, John? Are you good at clearing out your email?
Yep, 539, mark all red.
Done.
Inbox Zero.
Do I win? I am besieged by the Philistine. Okay, Art, final round. This is it. Bring the muscle.
All right. I have been downtown and tried to get home numerous times under the influence of alcohol before the wine app. And the toughest part is that when you go into downtown, especially in this city, and you want to stay out later than the SkyTrain runs or you don't want to take a bus home, you have very few options. And like one of your only options is really to take a cab. It sucks because it's expensive. But what's even worse is the fact that if you are on like Granville Island or you're away from the Granville Strip or Robson Street, it's virtually impossible on a busy night to get a cab. So I thought about that and I found an app called Halo, H-A-I-L-O. And what it does is it geolocates you. It will just like some, there was used to be a phone number like pound taxi that worked in Vancouver where you could call and it would just break through immediately. Because you always get a busy signal whenever you call yellow cab, anytime after 10 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the city. So this app will directly go to the cab company, so I believe it's Black Cab, and it'll help you find, and it'll tell you where the cab is. So it'll show you on a map how close it is. And the best part about it, too, is that you can put your credit card into this thing, and you can pay for it with your credit card without getting that dirty look from the cab driver because they hate using
credit cards.
They want cash.
That's too bad for them. Now, there used to be a taxi app that where you could look and see what cabs were near you.
Uber.
Uber is one that does the black, the non-marked cabs. But there was another one that you could actually see the physical cabs, normal cabs, and you could see and you could tap on them and invite them and ask them if they were available. And there was a kind of a geolocation thing that went back and forth. Have to look up and see if that thing is still active because that was pretty cool.
Well, unfortunately, this Halo is not available in Vancouver just yet, but it is available in Toronto, Montreal, so it's just bound to come to Vancouver soon.
But so the app that you're talking about in the entire scenario that you just painted for us is fictional.
It's not fictional. It is
the scenario you painted is fictional.
It's futuristic. I'm ahead of the curve of all these people.
That's really pushing
it in
the
a
bar
hover car?
On a winning app, isn't it?
Okay.
Hey, Art. Steve, your listeners are across this country. Across North America.
Oh, true that, because we do the podcast.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah, there
I'm
we
playing
go.
To. I'm not just playing to Vancouver.
Way
this
to go.
App is
way
for
to, way to way to keep us in the
all your listeners in London and Barcelona,
2013. Yes.
Osaka,
Indiana.
You're welcome. You're
Indiana.
Welcome.
Indiana. Okay, Rebecca.
I'm going to do an app that hasn't been invented
okay.
yet.
I have. I'm debating which one I should mention.
Ooh.
I might just go with. I'm going to go with the ferry. It's called Ferry Rush. It's another ferry app. I've done crossing before, which is various ways to get over to the island by
BC ferries.
Yep, BC ferries. The boat that takes you over there to Vancouver Island, Nanaimo, Schwartz Bay, Departure Bay.
Does it track
the sea bus? So the crossing one I previously mentioned does all this. This one is just Ferry Rush, F-E-R-R-Y, Rush, and you quickly tap on it. It will tell you how full the boats are. So you're leaving the house. You want to go to Tawasin right now. The 7 p.m. is 100% full. The 9 p.m. is at 50%. Done.
Really? 7 p.m. is 100% full.
Yep.
There you go.
That's Washington.
So Ferry Rush is for BC Ferries,
yes.
Not for the Pride Parade.
It's for BC Ferries,
that's
and it's
Grindr.
A free app,
you're
and it's locally
Grindr.
Made.
Oh, no.
Okay, there we go. It's 10 minutes to go. There's the audience. Goodbye. Okay. Thank you, Rebecca. Ferry Rush. John.
All right. I too, was trying to decide what should I use for my final app. Last time, I used the Canada Post app to track packages. And one of the little neat tricks I discovered is you can literally plug in any other carrier's tracking code other than FedEx and you like any other mail service tracking code. And it'll tell you when
USPS,
it's going to, when it's going to join, Hong Kong Mail and
okay,
Royal Mail.
It, yeah.
And you can put those in and then it will tell you when it enters the Canadian system.
Yes.
Cause quite often it just sort of drops off the tracking, but I found a better app actually. It's called Package Tracker without an E at the end, but you'll find it on the App Store. If you look for Farah, F-A-R-A Mobile, that's I guess the company that made it and they don't know how to set up their app properly. But what it is it's a really cool thing and it works with anything, any courier, any mail company, doesn't matter what it is. And you put in a tracking number that you get from whatever you bought. And I bought something from an electronics supplier in Shanghai. And so it actually has a little Google map. It shows you where your package is on the planet. And then you can even open
that's
it
slick.
Into the native carrier's website. That so you have the ability to go in and like put in like a mobile phone alert or whatever you want to do if you want to track it. But it just sort of pulls it all into one place. You have like a little dashboard of all your packages that you're expecting. So and it quickly shows you what their status is. And it's just a really cool app. It's free. I think there's like little ads that pop up once in a while. But just a really neat track any kind of package from a courier, mail company, doesn't matter, anywhere on the planet.
Package tracker.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay, Dave.
I had a camera app, and then John gave his camera app.
And so your camera app's not as good?
Well, no, it had a unique feature that I'd never seen on a camera app. I mean, it adds in a whole pile of stuff. The idea was that here's your camera app if you're not going to buy an iPhone 5 or C or the S. Okay,
that was exactly what John said.
Right, it was. That's why I was just sitting here going,
Okay.
But
so that's Rebecca for her other one.
Sure.
It had stop motion, time lapse stuff, but the biggest thing it had was that you could use a web browser as a remote to control your phone, provided you're on the same wireless network.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's so, kind of neat.
Yeah, if you had a camera, you know, camera.
You could set it up. Yeah,
yeah. Set it up in the thing, and then just sit there and you know turn it on and off with a web browser.
Okay, what's it called? Somewhere.
It's called Ultimate Camera Free EN, which just probably says
Ultimate.
Free. Ultimate Camera Free. EN.
Free EN. I swear there is some convention of ultimate naming.
Oh, yeah.
That is, they have to have ultimate and free, and then some other things.
Yeah, anyways, they're gaming the iTunes store.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the features it had on was an intervalometer. What on earth is that, John?
It is a set, like it's a dial that you would set on a camera saying every 5 seconds take a photo, every 10 seconds take a photo.
Okay.
Intervals.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But the key aspect here is it's just the
remote thing. That was the biggest thing I thought. Well, that's kind of neat.
Okay.
But I mean, that's how you do a time lapse.
Yeah.
You take multiple photos over a period
with
of time.
With an intervalometer.
Yes.
For some reason, I did not pick out the word interval because then I would have went, oh, yeah,
in
right.
In the old days, you had to literally plug in a little timer mechanism into a film camera and it would trigger the shutter. And now it's built into most things.
Mm-hmm.
My SLR has it.
Intervalometer. Yes. There we go. All right. So we now have all of our entries in for this week's App Wednesday. And now is when it gets tense. So we've incorporated, Rebecca, you weren't here last week. So we've incorporated a new twist, as it were, into the entire competition. And that is each person gets to pick their favorite app from one of the other people to be our final four. So, since you weren't here last week, you get to pick which person you want to pick the app from as well, just because I'm nice to you.
Okay. well,
Who do you want to pick from?
Oh, who I want to pick from?
Yeah.
Well, can I say which apps I've personally just downloaded in the last hour?
No, just based pick on one, what they say one person, and then I'll go through the list, and then you'll tell me which one you pick.
Okay. I'll say Art.
Okay, with Art. To recap, Hello Vino. The wine app, the Tap Map, which is one I think you're gonna pick, is the water app, which tells you where you can drink tap water.
Mm-hmm.
Triplingo, which is Art's translation app that tells him that scary men are chasing him in Thailand, and
it could happen.
Halo,
H-A-I-L-O,
which is his fictional taxi app.
It's real.
It's not real in Vancouver.
Is it fair for her to... It's tough. Don't make her choose. She's a guest. She should just be able to choose all four because they're amazing.
Well, no. Which one do you choose?
The Tap Map.
Tap Map.
From Art. Yeah.
Tap Map from Art. Tap Map from Art is the first of our finalists. Art, I would like you to pick one of Mr. Hathaway's.
I will choose one of Mr. Hathaway's.
Mr. Hathaway delivered to us Cat Games Free, which is catfishing. Sorry, catfishing free. iTube. Dodge This, which is the dodgeball-themed game, and Ultimate Camera Free EN that he didn't know what it did.
I wrote down the first one.
What it did.
Cat Games.
Cat Games? I like Cat Games.
Yeah.
Catfishing.
Catfishing.
Catfishing, which is the cat. Do you have a cat?
I don't have a cat. I've had cats in my life, and I like the fact that the cats now have a $500
I wonder how
toy.
Many videos are up on YouTube already of cats playing iPad games.
Hundreds. If not thousands.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a whole section on the Frisky site devoted to cats playing with
There's a video iPad. Of my cat on the internet playing on the iPad.
Okay. So you got to get Mimi on this.
I need a cat.
Or better friends.
Cat fishing it is. Okay. John, I'd like you to pick one of Rebecca's apps. Red Cross Canada First Aid app. Disney Magic app. iPo or Fairy Rush.
I'm going to go with the app that I asked her if she was going to use tonight because I thought it would be a good one to talk about. But I figured because she's the Twitter person for the Red Cross, she probably would have already had it, the Red Cross app.
Red Cross app. It's a strong contender.
It's very good.
It's a very, very strong contender.
Everybody should have that information. And read it before you actually need it. Mm-hmm. So at least you know what it has in there.
That's a good app. Okay. And Mr. Hathaway, you get to pick from John Beeler's Haiku deck, the presentation deck, Cortex camera, the world lens, or Package tracker.
It was pretty much Haiku deck out of that bunch.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I might have to penalize you because I want you to think long and hard about word lens before you make that decision.
Yeah, I've seen stuff like
I want
like
you to think long and hard
before.
About it.
I mean, word lens was very, very neat.
So which one are you going to pick?
I've been dealing with OCR software for a long time, so OCR type stuff like that doesn't do much for me.
So which one are you going to pick?
Haiku deck.
And word lens it is. Okay, Haiku deck it is. Fine, Haiku deck it is. Oh boy, oh boy. Now we have some. Just out of curiosity, John, which one would you have preferred to have as your contender going into the final?
Honestly, before I stepped into the studio today, I thought Haiku deck was the strongest.
It is. Yeah. Haiku deck is very cool because of the searching capabilities. So our finals are Tap Map. We have Red Cross, the first aid app. We have Haiku deck, and we have catfishing. And no. Everybody gets to have one last pitch because we've got like 4 minutes left in the show. So Art, you get one last pitch for Tap Map.
Well, I got to say, in those four, if I had to choose between the four, it would be the Tap Map. Because, like I said, you can't live without water for more than 3 days, and the Red Cross app. But I think they really work hand in hand, because if the Red Cross needs clean water, let's face it, that's what the people need. So I think I win, because, you know, without...
Rebecca, final pitch for the Red Cross? Or if there's something else that you think is better than that, you can pitch that.
I think it's a very helpful app, as John Beeler was kind enough to say. I think the biggest one for me, aside from learning all the first aid things, will be the emergency preparedness kit. And you can also, if you don't want to assemble your own, there's also a button where you can buy a kit, and they will send you a beautiful Red Cross 72-hour pack if you want.
Really?
Yep. Buy a kit.
Buy a kit. How much does a kit cost?
I don't know. Let's see.
don't dial your emergency number, for
I'm not
goodness
going to.
Sakes.
It didn't do that. It didn't dial my emergency number.
You know what's in most emergency kits?
Clean water. Where you don't have to go to a tap for it. You don't have to look for a tap.
If you're locked out of your house, then...
Dave.
Well, I have to defend... Well, I'm defending the cat one, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a tough hat to defend, but, you know, I was certainly amused by it. The cats were certainly amused by it. I'm going to let them try 2.1 this evening, tonight, when I get back home.
Good stuff.
And see what they think of that.
Okay.
You can never lose with cats on the internet.
You can't lose with cats. No. And finally, John, Haiku deck.
The thing I like about Haiku deck is that I've been through too many meetings and presentations of people that put every single word on the screen. And I'm like, really? You're going to just read off the screen?
Yeah.
So this forces those people to come up with actual content to go along with it. It really does a really...
I wonder how many people are moving to delivering presentations with their iPad. I know a significant number, but I'm wondering how many top-end presenters. Like, I've done the trip and used my iPad as my presentation platform, but really, I still take my notebook for the most part now still. So...
I will say I have brought my laptop as my backup, mm-hmm. and I also had my presentation on Dropbox as a third backup.
Just in case.
But the thing is, you can create it with Haiku deck, and then you can put it somewhere else and present it off your laptop, right? So, but it's really for helping you tell a story.
Haiku deck strong. Tap map is strong. The catfishing, no. but we've got a new champion. We've got a new champion this week. The Red Cross Canada First Aid app is the winner. Rebecca Bullwit is now, I think you're in second place all time. I think you moved past Art in second place of all time behind Beeler.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty
wow.
sure.
I think
pretty
she's sure. at two.
Is I think two? I've only had two.
I think she's at two.
Oh, you had three, right,
she's
Art?
She's at three.
I'm at three.
I've had
okay.
four now.
Oh, okay. You've had four? Only four?
Yeah.
I think oh, wow.
No, because Art and I went back and forth.
Yeah, we didn't really, it wasn't really a competition in the
beginning. No, it wasn't. But Rebecca, you win something. You win a prize from our good friends at Rome Mobility.
Thank you.
I don't know what they're going to give you this time, but I'll write them tomorrow and ask them.
Sure.
They do, of course, SIMs and all sorts of devices and products that are great for when you're traveling in the States. And you can find their fine products at London Drugs, which is another one of our sponsors, ironically enough. And that's all the time we have, right, Art? That's it. We've run out of time. Next week's going to be a great show, too, because next week I've got Mari Smith is going to come on. She's going to be talking about what she's going to be talking about at the Social Media Success Summit. So she's going to be filling me in on what's happening in the social media world. So Mari Smith is on next week. I need to thank my guests. I need to thank John Beeler. Sorry, John. It was a good run you had. Dave Hathaway, you haven't had a good run yet, but we're hoping for it. Art Factora.
Robbed.
I know you'll be whining on Twitter. Whining on Twitter. And our champ, Ms. 604, Rebecca Bullwitt, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks all for tuning in. We will see you next week right here on Dottotech.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.